Now, of course, our very own Art Bell was highlighted on this UFO special as well.
But people throughout the world believe that unidentified flying objects are spacecraft guided by intelligent beings from beyond the Earth.
I have no idea.
And if you are among the believers, you have probably spent at least a few late nights listening to the program broadcast from this desert compound. Coast to Coast with Art Bell is the place to talk about UFOs, or ufology, as many of his listeners call it.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art. This is Matt in Colorado.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, got a sighting for you that happened last summer.
Oh?
It was huge, a cigar-shaped.
The common cause of ufology is to finally determine what in the hell is flying in our skies.
It hurt your eyes, so I turned away. When I looked back, it's gone.
I think that Coast to Coast AM is the main conduit for ufology information. And over my phone lines have come the most informed ufologists, the best scientists, and some of the craziest people you'll ever meet.
And I was moving very slowly with the cloud cover.
It definitely overflew New York City.
And I never heard about a triangular UFO until I looked it up and I found that you had seen one.
Yep.
And I
Coast to Coast began as actually a political show, kind of like everybody else's political show that radio is infested with. And one day I got sick of doing the same damn thing over and over again, the same politics over and over. And I began to sort of inject a little, well, a different kind of programming, you know, aliens and...
Three points of light. The weird thing about them was...
Coast to Coast became the fourth most popular program on American radio.
It was really weird.
Like they were doing a dance?
Yeah. Exactly, and they went over the rooftop.
I think we're fascinated with the whole concept of alien intelligence because it would be so strange if we were all alone. Imagine for a moment how it would feel if we were all alone, if there was no other life, intelligent life, anywhere in all that you see out there.
Art Bell and his wife Ramona say they encountered something from out there in 1994.
We were on the way home from Las Vegas, about a half mile from where we're standing at the moment.
I just happened to look out the rear view mirror and just saw something coming up from behind us. And it looked like it wasn't
normal.
And I kept saying, What the hell is that?
And this thing floated above our heads, doing about 30 miles
an
hour.
That's a good word, float. Yeah.
Floated, yeah, it floated. Or defied, had to have been defying gravity, or it was a lighter than aircraft. I don't know. But it was triangular, it was monstrous, the moon and the stars went away, and there it was above us. And we stood and watched it go across the valley and head toward the mountains.
You know, former New York Times science writer Walter Sullivan wrote a book called We Are Not Alone, and I believe that. But as far as the media, maybe now, here at Coast to Coast, we are not alone.